news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A surprise appearance by Donald Trump's one-time lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen in court Thursday morning to plead guilty to lying to Congress seems to have taken the Mueller probe to a new level. Cohen had originally said talks between himself and Trump about a proposed Trump Tower project in Moscow ended in January 2016, right before the start of primary season. Cohen now admits that was a lie, and one he told out of a sense of obligation to Trump. The revelations are significant because they appear to show Trump was engaged in business dealings with Russia in the midst of a campaign in which Moscow interfered to help elect him. Trump responded by attacking Michael Cohen as he was departing the White House Thursday, headed to Argentina for the G20 summit.
And he's a weak person, and by being weak, unlike other people that you watch, he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had in a form. It was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was my business. So he's lying very simply to get a reduced sentence. Okay.
But an hour after leaving on Air Force One, Trump tweeted out a message saying that he had canceled his planned meeting with Vladimir Putin. CNN's Jeff Zeleny is with the president in Argentina.
President Trump is suddenly keeping his distance from Russian President Vladimir Putin, abruptly canceling their one-on-one meeting at the G20 summit. An hour after saying this today while leaving the White House,
I think it's a very good time to have the meeting.
The president changing course while flying here to Argentina, saying on Twitter, it would be the best for all parties concerned to cancel. He blamed it on Russia's refusal to release Ukrainian Navy ships and sailors seized in a confrontation last weekend. But he's been nearly silent on that matter for days. The only thing that changed is today's bombshell in the Russia investigation. His former fixer, Michael Cohen, pleading guilty to new charges, saying he lied about how much the president knew during the 2016 campaign about trying to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The president said his longtime lawyer was lying.
BuzzFeed capped off the day with another bombshell, reporting that the Trump administration considered giving Russian President Vladimir Putin a $50 million penthouse in their proposed Trump Tower Moscow to entice Russian oligarchs to buy apartments. BuzzFeed's Jason Leopold broke the story.
The plan was discussed prior to January 2016 when Michael Cohen said that all of the negotiations related to Trump Tower Moscow ended. Felix Sater is the one who said he came up with the idea for giving Vladimir Putin or handing that penthouse to Vladimir Putin as a way to entice oligarchs into purchasing the rest of the apartments in Trump Tower Moscow, in which Trump Organization and Michael Cohen and Felix Sater could earn quite a bit of money. It apparently, obviously, didn't get very far because the entire project fizzled. But Michael Cohen did discuss this with a representative of Vladimir Putin's press secretary. And as we saw it in the complaint against Michael Cohen, what we saw was that there were phone calls that Michael Cohen had with Dmitry Peskov, with the representatives for Dmitry Peskov, in which he said previously that those communications never took place. He sent an email, and that was the last of it. But we now know that those conversations were quite extensive.
So, you got the president's, basically his number two, his deputy, Michael Cohen, talking to the office of Putin's number two, whether that's Peskov himself or his assistant. Okay. Your reporting suggests that the plan to give Putin the $50 million penthouse, that was actually discussed by Cohen when he was talking to Peskov's office?
Yes, in fact, it was. We have confirmation from that from at least four sources.
Neil Katchal, former Solicitor General under Obama, said Thursday's events could mark the beginning of the end of Trump's presidency.
The facts aren't all in, but I think we very well could look back on this day, November 29th, 2018, as the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency. And I say that for three reasons. One, what we've been talking about, the criminal stuff that Mueller has on Trump. But there are two other important things going on. One is the House investigation. Now the House is controlled by Democrats. They'll take power in January. They'll be able to investigate all of these lies to Congress. And the second is, even if the Democrats don't want to do it, impeachment. They almost are going to have to look at it very, very seriously now, because this isn't just criminal. This is the president campaigning in 2016 and hiding all of his negotiations with Russia, with the Kremlin itself and the number two person at the Kremlin. So that, you know, that's bad. And the American people obviously should have had a right to know that at the time. But also just think about the last 2 years have been a period of intense compromise. The Russians have known that Trump lied to the American people for 2 years. And imagine all the things, subtle things they could have done to get their bidding done over the last 2 years.
In other news, the new North American trade deal, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, was signed by the leaders of the three countries on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Buenos Aires. The USMCA replaces NAFTA and establishes new rules for the auto industry and digital trade, but faces an uphill fight in Congress. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.